they're asking me why I keep saying 3.5 years when the time of Jacob's trouble or the day of indignation or the tribulation, take your pick, is actually a 7-year period. I'm going to tell you why. Hi, everybody. Martin Zutter once again reporting from my South American bunker. God segregated 77s of years, 490 years, in the book of Daniel. I believe it was chapter 9. We're going to be referencing Daniel all through this because this has to do, the times of the Jews has to do with times and seasons and periods that can be predicted and calculated. But it just sounds bad when I say Jews, doesn't it? Just the name Jews sounds like you're racist. How can it be? The Jews. It just sounds so bad. So I apologize if anybody's overly sensitive about that, but I'm not about to be politically correct during this series. This you must know. I'm going to tell you things about the Jews. If you prefer, I'll say Israelites. Okay? But we're going to talk about things that are politically incorrect, but that need to be stated. I depend on you to keep this show going, so I'm not beholden to any large organization or conglomerate who's going to tell me what to teach, tell me what I can say and what I can't say. That's why you're here. Because I'm not a member of a church. I'm not a member of some epic ecclesiastical society that's going to cut my paycheck if I don't say what they want me to say. You send money to help with this show to make sure that I do nothing for money. How's that? You send me money to make sure I do nothing for money. That makes total sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you. God segregated 490 years for his people, but God does not mark the time of his people while they are in apostasy. And when Jesus came at the end of a period of, let's see, 483 years. We're gonna dissect these years and days, and we're gonna see why the kingdom didn't come in Jesus' time when the time was ripe for that last 7 years. When Jesus Christ came, there were 7 years left of the prophecy from Daniel. I believe it was chapter 9. And that time period did not come because of the apostasy of Israel. But the number 7 is very important. So there is still a 7-year period. But here's the trick with the book of the unveiling of Jesus Christ is that the first 3.5 years are going to be deception central. They're going to be relatively peaceful. The man of lawlessness will be on the scene, otherwise known as the Antichrist. And just by saying that name, some of you right now are laughing at me. Go ahead, laugh, go ahead. You want to just me be quiet for a second and let you laugh? Martin, you're so unspiritual to take these things literally. The Antichrist, really? There's going to be a man and he's going to have horns on his head and he's going to be evil and he's going to be threatening everyone and killing people. Well, here's the deal with the man of lawlessness. If you understood the secret of lawlessness, you would not be saying this. The secret of lawlessness is that lawlessness is now presented to the world, dished up on a platter of righteousness, on a platter of light, on a platter of acceptability. And the first 3.5 years of this coming indignation are going to be pure peace, pure love, pure joy, that even Christians are going to jump on it. No, I'll say this, especially Christians are going to jump on it. They're going to bite into it like a donkey into a carrot or into a pterodactyl into a fish. So that's the whole 7-year period is going to be bisected into 2 3.5-year periods. That is 2 periods of 42 months each, and the middle period is going to be known readily by those who are alive at the time, because at that time, the man of lawlessness is going to enter into a false temple, not the real temple, a false temple. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a temple going to be built in Israel, but that temple will not be the real temple. It will be an imitation temple, but it will be accepted and loved and cherished by everyone on the earth, including religious people, especially Christians, because don't you know, Christians are so behind Israel today, the Israel that's in the Middle East. But that Israel, I'll tell you this ahead of time, in the Middle East is a false Israel. It's a imposter people. It's a mixture. And these people don't even recognize their Messiah. So one of two things is going to happen to the people now in the Middle East who claim to be the children of Abraham. Either they really are the children of Abraham, only God knows the bloodline, and they are going to be processed, tried. They are going to be tormented during the tribulation, and they are going to come to a realization of their Savior through trial, and they're going to come into the kingdom. Either that, and they're going to be martyred. They're going to stand for the truth. Either that, or they're not true Israelites, and they're going to fall away very, very quickly. They're going to fall away because of the trial, because they're going to love their soul. And Jesus said, if you love your soul, you're going to lose it. That doesn't have anything to do with eternal torment or being lost for eternity. It just means that if you love your feelings, if you don't want to get into trouble, if you want to play the mainstream game, if you want to not get hurt, not take chances, then you're going to die and you're going to forfeit your soul in the kingdom. Those who are willing to die for the sake of Christ, Peter, James, John, Stephen, Paul, these people are going to gain their soul in the future. That is, they're going to have pleasures, because the soul speaks of the emotions, and it speaks of having pleasure in the coming kingdom. So it's a trade-off. And many, the majority will not be willing to trade that off. They won't be willing to sacrifice their happiness, their life, their temporal well-being, their temporary well-being for a greater good. But and we are, but it's hard now. This is going to sound strange to you, but it's actually hard now because there are no trials. You know, when there's a trial in your family, the family coalesces, right? When somebody gets sick, grandma gets cancer, people come together. Look what happened to this country on 9/11. The House and the Congress met on the steps of the Capitol, and they all sang God Bless America. They all came together because of trial. It was short-lived. That's what trial is going to do for Israel. Paul says in Romans 11 that his gospel set Israel on the back burner, and his gospel is going to provoke his brothers to jealousy. So God is using real human emotions here to bring a practical result. And the human emotion that he's going to use in this time of Jacob's trouble is a human emotion that comes together under persecution. When you're persecuted, you come together. When you're tried, you coalesce as a family or a tribe or an army, and you are going to stick together through thick and thin. And that's where the seven ecclesias come in Asia Minor that John is writing to. These folks will be alive. There were ecclesias there in the first century, and there are going to be ecclesias there once again in the wilderness, because it's going to be very dangerous to live in urban areas in downtown Jerusalem, downtown Babylon. Very dangerous. The cities are going to be bad news, riots, bombs, whatever, terrorism. And not only that, that's light stuff, the hand of God. There's going to be people escaping into the wilderness. Jesus Christ himself predicted that in Matthew 24. They're going to be escaping into the wilderness, hiding. God is going to take a portion of Israel under his wing. He doesn't literally have a wing, and he is going to take care of them. This is where the seven ecclesias come in. So let God's work with Israel also be a guide for you. Now, they have to overcome to eat of the tree of life in that day. They must overcome. You and I, we don't have to overcome. We're saved by grace. And that's why it's a little harder, because we're not pushed. So we get lazy. I'm not going to read the scriptures. I'm not going to study Paul's letters. I'm not going to go to martinzender.com and see what Zender's up to. I'm starting a business. I have things to do. And we get distracted by non-essential things because we're not persecuted. Persecuted brings people together. So fortunately for us, but it's a two-edged sword, we're not being actively persecuted. Most of us aren't. I'm being persecuted in my own way, and you are too. I know some of you are. So, but we're talking about the giant type of persecution that's going to come after the Israelites, the Jews, in the 7 years. So we don't come into that, but yet let's have a sense of urgency that Jesus Christ is coming soon, and we will be able to know when he comes to Israel, because there are times and seasons. We have no time peg of when he's going to come for we of the body of Christ. So having that in mind, let's live sober, let's live sane, just lives. Let's study the Word. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly, and I hope to help you do that here.